We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 8 lines from the top of Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, finishing up the sugya of Simonim by Aveda, by a lost item. Amar Rava, Im Tim Tzoloima Simonim Deraisa, if you hold that Simonim is Deraisa, Pregdamar Im Tim Tzoloima, HaPosudle, we already paskin already that Simonim are Deraisa. What does it mean, Im Tim Tzoloima? HaPosudle, Gemara right before this, already was posed to Shail and said, Simonim deraisa. So like we answered before. Which is, Rava is going to say something, he's going to say, even for Simonim deraisa, we're going to see that still Edom is better. But the Gemara right away jumps on Rava and says, what do you mean, Imtim Shalaymar? Didn't we just pass him before the Simonim deraisa from the Pasuk, Vahayim Chad Rosh Chicha? So Gemara says, no, because you really can still answer, like we answered on the Chav Zayin on our base, that the Rosh Chicha means that you Darshayu im Ramai are they Edim, not are they Simonim. You could check if he's saying the truth, are they Edim, not are they Simonim, you could be Daicha. Before, Rava didn't want to be Daicha anymore because Rava said, what would be the reason to make the Takana? But still, we're still not sure about it. It's Vice Taish, we're still not sure about it. If Simonim derives from Simonim derabbanim, Takana halacha, a lot of the Paiskim are still not sure if Simonim derives from Simonim. But either way, Rava says, even if Simonim derives, but still, there's a hierarchy in Simonim, Edim, different Simonim, and we'll go through all different cases. So Simonim v'Simonim, if you have two fellow here, Reuven and Shimon, both give Simonim, then Yiniach, you don't give it back to either one, they're both equal. What about if Simonim v'Edim, Reuven has Simonim, and Shimon brings Edim, that this item is his, Yinosin l'Bal Edim, we give it to the Bal Edim. Simonim v'Simonim v'Ed Echad, let's say Reuven gives Simonim, Shimon gives Simonim, and Shimon also brings the Ed Echad, that this item is his. The Gemara says, Eid Echad command the lesser, don't be a niach. It'll still be a niach. Eid Echad command the lesser. We know by Mammon, you need two Eidim. You need two Eidim, and therefore, if one guy has Simonim, the other one has Simonim with Eid Echad, Allah will still be a niach because the Eid Echad command the lesser, don't be. Now, if you look at the Rosh, it's not exactly accurate. Zok the Rosh, Simonim with Simonim Eid Echad, Zok the Rosh, Afil Meira Eid, Sharosh Nafal Medu. Eid Echad command the lesser, don't be a niach. Dr. Rosh, Umiu, Yire, Shetzorich Oyser Shekenegra Aid, which means Reuven, who doesn't have the aid, has to swear, Shetzorich Shoyser Aid Liyeshava, Vayigara Mimashim Hoyabiyodoi, Vayachraimar Shaliu, Vayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay He says, even though Kamayin the less dummy, that means to pass knows the shayla. But the mechayev a shvua, Dr. Rosh, you do have to make a shvua. Reuven will have to make a shvua that it's his. That's what Rosh says. Vayter, Eide Ariga of Eide Nefila. If you have two guys, Reuven brings Eidim that he sewed this garment, and the other one brings Eidim that it fell from him. Tenosn Eidim Nefila. Give it to the one who says it fell from Shimon. And the reason is, the Minon, Zavun is Zavna, Meneshachir Nafal. You're right, you sow it. I believe you 100%. You sowed it. You sowed this baguette, but Lamaisi sold it, and therefore it goes to the person who fell from Meneshachir Nafal. Let's say you have two fellows. One gives me this Arkai, and the other one gives me this Rachpai. It's a talus. One guy says the length is 3 feet. The other one says the width is 2 feet. Tenosen Lemidas Arkai. The Midas Rachvai, the width, Shuri Kamashayla. You could figure it out. Kamachna, when he's wearing it, you could figure it out. Kamachna, when the owner's wearing it. Vikai. When Midas Arkai, Loy Mishdaya Law, you can't figure out the length. You only can figure out the width. Now, I'm sure it's bothering Moshe over here. Like, what's going on over here? Look at a guy's talus. It's easier to figure out the length. A guy's wearing a talus by Shachmas. Check him out. So there, it's easier to figure out the length than the width, because the length, you look how from the top to the bottom, you figure out the guy must be like a 6-footer, so it's around 4 feet, the talus. Mashenkin, in the width, you bunch it up over your shoulders. So there's no way to figure out the width, so it's hard to be the opposite. It says in our Gemara that the Midas Rachva you can figure out, but Midas Arka you can't figure out. L'chari, it's not like the Metzias. So if you look at the Maloy Arayim, I'm not sure if I'm looking at the Oscar. What's the Oscar? But he's not as but the Meloya Rayim says Pshat over here. Pshat, you have to understand what's Pshat. It's like the Meloya Rayim. He brings down the Taurus Chaim. Taurus Chaim is a free digger safer, like four of Mashal's days. It says, Ayin Taurus Chaim, Shekosav, Deheno Yeloiv Shem Roichav Lekoimasish. They used to wear the Roichav of the Talis to the height. So when it says I can figure out the Roichav, it means really the height. That's what it really means. Because they used to wear the Roichav of the Beged to the height. like those scarves that you wear, like a short scarf around. So when it means you can't figure out the arka, it means because you wore the arka, it's taka like you're thinking. When you wear a talis, it's harder to figure out the width than the length, taka. It's taka like you think. Huh? Yeah. Okay. Zok the Gemara Vayta, that there's not a shayla over here. Midas arkoi umidas rachboi umidas gamma. What about if you have two sides? You have here the midas arkoi umidas rachboi. One guy tine is, he tells you exactly the width and the height. The other one says midas gamma. He gives you the total perimeter. It doesn't mean total perimeter. It means the two sides. He gives you the total of the width and plus the height. Who wins? He knows the midas arkoi rachboi, obviously, because he has more exact. What about one guy gives midas arkoi umidas rachboi? And the other one gives umidas mishkeloisav. One guy gives the length and the width, and the other one gives the weight. You nosen lemidas mishkeloisav. You give it to the one who knows the mishkel, who knows the weight of it. Now, so what's the mashma? The weight is better than midah, than the length. That's what's mashma in this gemara. It sounds clear, right? So the problem is in the Chof Gimel Obey, there's a gemara that says midah mishkel have a simin. For sure, midah minyan have a simin. The Mara before in Daf Chav Gimel says that if you say Mishkel is a simen, so for sure Midah and Minyan is a simen. That means what? Midah is a better simen than Mishkel. So what's theory to hear? So Tais Daf Chav Gimel asks Kasha, he says by a beged, it's different because beged is not a normal thing that you weigh. Bishlam, a piece of meat, for example, that's a normal thing to weigh. You see how many pounds you want your roast beef to be, you weigh. Mashenkin, your beged, you don't weigh, therefore that's why it's such a good simen. Vaita in the Gemara, who am a simon I get? Via meres. Now let's see, you have a get, you find the get, and he says the simonim, and she says, he's a meres simon again, and she says the simonim. You know, in law, you give it to her, obviously give it to her. Why? Because he, of course, knows the simonim of the get. He wrote the get. But if she knows it, it must be she got the get already. So Mara asks, Mike, you let me this ark of a rough boy. If we're talking about the simon that you're giving is the length and the width, don't behind the knuckle, maybe while he was holding it, she saw it. It's not right, she got it. Ella, the simon she has is a very good simon. Nekev yeshbar b'tzad ois poinim. There's a little hole b'tzad a certain ois. So there we say that if she knows that, obviously the get was given to her. Vayta, next case. Hu amas simoni hachot, v'hi amere simoni hachot. There was a string attached to this get, and he has a simon, and she has a simon. You know, it's a lot, because how else do you know a simon? Think about my mind. Ilim echivra v'sumka, if it means the simon was if it's white or red, the string, she could see the string in his hand. Ella, midas arka, it means midas arka, how long the string is, that you can't know until you get it, so it must be she got it. Final case of this Gemara, hu amu b'chafisa, he says, I bring a raya we always found, it was found in this little pouch. Via meres b'chafisa, she says it was in a pouch. You give it to him, my timer, mei de yada, she knows the choma de isle bechavisa with the marachla. It's not a raya. She knows he puts everything into a pouch, and therefore she guessed it right. So therefore we give it to him. Freiter etva, why would you give it to him? It should be a niach. I'm saying because like maybe it is hers, or maybe it's his. We don't know. But why would it go dafka to him? So the etva. So the happens to be the Ramban says erchanami. It just means that we take it away from her, not that they give it to him. It's a niach. But the Ritva says like this, I read this lashon. He says, the lekele meima hachi, that she might have put it into a chafisa, the iu lemasika daite, he would never have a havamina, she teniach gita, she would put a get be chafisa. She arei tzricha loy linosiboy, and she'll put it in a much better place. But of delay, shmiru ma'al mula. She would make a good, very good shmir. She's not put it into a chavisa. She puts it into a safe. She puts it into a safer place. And therefore, if he says it's in a chavisa, it must be he never gave it to her because he would never have a havamina. She put it into a chavisa. And that's why it's a raya that it's his. That's the Ritva learns. Like upon him, that's this Gemara that says different simonim. Which one is better? Dr. New Mishnah. Va'ad mosai chayiv lahachris. Until the halacha is, we had in the Mishnah, that when you find the Aveda that you can't keep, you have to announce it. You have to announce, I found the Aveda, and you give a chance for people to come and claim it with simonim. How long do you have to be machris this for? Because it's a tircha. You have to be announcing it. For how long do you got to do this? Until the neighbors hear about it. We'll see the neighbors of who. Until the neighbors hear about it, you have to make sure neighbors long enough that neighbors hear about it. That's how long you have to announce it. Rabbi Yehuda Emer Shalosh Vigalim, three Yom Tovim. They went when they came with the Ola Regel in Yerushalayim. He announced it 3 Yom Tovim in a row, because for sure Yidden will come by 3. Even if they don't come every single Yom Tov, but 3 Yom Tovim will come, especially because sometimes they have Kabbonis and it's Baal Ta'achar for 3 Regalim. So for 3 Regalim you announce it. And after the 3rd regal you came to and you announced it, you wait 7 days, Shiva Yomim. Kadesh Yelak Labesa, anyone who lost something, go back to home to check if he lost it. Is Yelak Labesa Shloisha, 3 days to get back home. The Yachus Shloisha, and come back 3 days. The Yachus Yomechad, and 1 day to announce that I lost something, and these are the Samanim. There's only 7 days after Yont. So the Gemara, Tanakama says, Kadesh Yelak Labesa Shchenev, Tana, Shchene Aveda. The neighbors of the Aveda. Great thing about my Shchene Aveda. Ilim Shchene Dabal Aveda means told all the neighbors of the owner of the Aveda know about it. If you know who the owner of the Aveda is, just give it back to him. If you know who the owner is, and therefore you know his neighborhood, give it back to himself. Ella means Shchene Mokoim Shedimshus by Aveda. You have to announce it long enough that everyone who lives around where the Aveda was found will know about it. Rabbi Yehuda Imber says, now Mishnah Yehuda says that after the last Yom Tov, you wait 7 days, 3 and 3 plus 1. Rabbi Yehuda Imber, so what does it mean? Let's say the Mishnah, how long does it take to get back home from Yerushalayim, from being in Elbeg? It's 3 days. So we're going to ask a kasha from a very famous Mishnah, Masechtas Tainis. V'raminu, v'shloishav ma'chezmen shaylu ma'sakasham. Tanakama holds that on the 3rd day of ma'chezmen, you start asking the same talamata, because that's the day when the rain usually starts coming. Rabbi Gamliel Eimer, not Bezayim Boy. You wait till the 7th day of Marcheshvan, because you want to give the Olam a chance to get back home before it starts pouring. They shouldn't be flooded, they shouldn't get caught in the downpour, and they're going back home from being early regal after Sukkos. Rabbi Gamliel Eimer, Bezayim Boy. Tesvav Yoy Machachag, 15 days after Chag, the Chag ends Chav Beis. So 15 days later is Zayin. Kadesh Yegia Achroin, Sheberit Yisrael, and Har Pros. In order that the last people who came to Yerushalayim could reach Nahar Pros. That means the Shigia Achron should be Yisrael Nahar Pros, or some Gersa. So what do you see? Say it takes 15 days to get home, not 3 days. So what does it help 3 days? You're not covering for everyone. Om Rav Yosef, Loi Kasha, Kam Mikdash Rishon, Kam Mikdash Sheni. The Mishnah in Masechtas Tainis talking about Mikdash Rishon, the Nefishi Yisrael Tuva, there was tons of Yidden. The Chesiv Vahu, it says in the Pasuk about the Yidden at that time, Yehuda, the Yisrael, Rabim, Kechor Lashal Yam. That Yehuda and Yisrael were, this is a Pasuk in Malachim, were like the sand on the beach. There were a lot of people. And therefore, they were all over the place. They had to expand. And therefore, to walk home was 15 days. Hi, our Mishnah is Mikdash Sheni. The Loin office Yisrael Tuva. It's not so many Yidden. The Chesiv Vahu, it says, when the Yidden came back, this is a Pasuk in Ezra, when the Yidden came back by the beginning of the returning to Eretz Yisrael, it says, Kol HaKol, Ka'achad Arba, Kol Ka'achad, it's Arba Riba, Alofim Shlosh Meis Shishim. Whole Klal Yisrael was 42,360. Not that many people. 42,360, yes. So you don't need so much space. You don't need so much time to get home because it's only 42,000 people. They can all live in Ramot and in Givat Zev. They all live around the area. So the Gemara, Omle Abaya, but that's not true. It says in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Vayeshvu Akan, this is a Pasuk in Nechemya also. This is in the second verse, the beginning of the second verse. It says in the Pasuk, Vayeshvu Akan, Vallevim, Vashayrim, Vamashayrim, Umanaom, Vanasin, Vachoy Sobarehem. It says Be'arehem, that they lived in their original cities all over the place. The Kivan, so they did live in these faraway cities. So if that's the case, so then why are you saying it doesn't take a long time to get home? They lived in the same cities that they lived in the first place of Mikdash. So even though there weren't so many people, but they were spread out in all the regular cities. So it just takes that time to get home. So my answer is you're right. Kivan Dachiu Ipkum Stavro. We say the opposite. Mikdash Rishon, Nefishi Yisrael, there's a lot of Klai Yisrael, the Mitzavah, Salma, there are a lot of groups going together. You always found a ride. The Ozbein Yimam V'Layla. L'maisa, leaving Yerushalayim, at all points of the day, there were caravans leaving. Therefore, you can make it in 3 days because you always had a ride. So, Levian and Kule, you don't need so much time. Saka plus Yom, it's not for 3 days. Mikdash Sheni, Nefishi Yisrael, Tuva, Mitzavah, Salma, Mishtach Yisrael, the Azli. And there weren't so many people. There weren't so many people going together. And therefore, you don't find caravans going, Baymi Omer Lila, Sayyid Night, Sayyid Day, but in Kulihai. You need more time. You need 50 days. Good counsel, Mashiach. What's asking like this? So then you only need double three. What do you need? 7 days. And so why do you need 15 days? If 3 days, yeah, because you go Baymi by night, Baymi by day. So now we only go, we don't go by Sayyid Night, Sayyid Day. So it should be double that. Why 15? Zog Toys, Toys asks the Kasha. Toys says, he says, it goes that way. The way he asked the kasha is that you should need half of 15. Like, what's the 15 to 3? It doesn't work out. So he says, no, that when there's no shiyasa, even every day they don't go. Like, it's even slower even by day. It's completely slower. The whole thing is slower. They won't find a place to sleep at night. So it's anyway slow, and therefore the merchik is from 3 to 15 days when you don't have a lot of shoyasa going. Okay, very good. So, the first pshat, the answer here, the answer to the steer is, not the first pshat, the pshat lemais is, the answer to the steer is, mikdash rishoin there. You needed, there was a lot of shiyaros of 3 days. Mashenka mikdashen is 15 days. Zog to Maravait. Rava Amar. Which means Rav is saying really not a terrorist. He's saying like this. That really it takes 15 days to get home. You're right. But when it came to Aveda, we were not matriach you more than 3 days. More than Cheshvin, he has 3 days. Altogether, 7 days you have to wait. But we weren't going to matriach you more than the Cheshvin. Imagine you have to wait 15 days. It'd be 15 days there, 15 days back, and we went 31 days. We're not going to make you stay so long. So Rav says, as tircha on the Aveda, we capped it at the 3 day trip at 7 days. Oh, yeah.
This chepes that he had, obviously, he came with him.
Mm-hmm.
Let him check himself. He's not going back home 15 days.
No,
not 15 day wait.
He doesn't remember if he brought it. He doesn't remember what he lost. He doesn't remember. He doesn't remember what he brought. He doesn't remember anything. He doesn't remember, you know, what the story is. He has to check back home and see how much he has. A lot of times you bring something and you forget if you brought it or not. So that's why you have to go back home to make sure to check through your clothing. So Rava says Lamaisa that you don't want to matriach you more. That's a pshat. Or Ravina, Shema Mino. Talk to Ravina like this. Shema Mino, you see from this sugya, Kimach, this whole sugya that's saying that you announce and you wait to get back home 3 days or not. Ravina says, Shema Mino, Kimach is Glima Makers. That when you announce you lost something, you don't just say, I found the Aveda. You say, I found a shirt. These Sagadayat Aveda Makers, if you just say, I found the Aveda, I found a lost item, three plus one is not enough. You should need 3 days to go home, a whole day to look at all your stuff, and then come back. So you should need another day. To check all your clothing and see if you're missing anything. If you know you're missing, if he says, I found a shirt, so you could just check his shirt. It doesn't take that long. But if you say, I found a Aveda, you gotta check all your stuff to see if you lost anything. So, So Ravina says, you see, that when you announce Aveda, you announce a Glima. That's how you announce it. And once you do that, already, we'll see the Gemara later on, talk about this, but once you say Glima Machos, then you're already asking for a Rama a little bit, because a Rama, you might know about that shirt and get it right. That's why it's a little risky. Ravina says, vice dice, that you always announce a Glima. Rava Amano, I feel the time of Aveda Machos, even if you say you announce that I found a lost item, like Rav said before, that we're not matriach someone in the Aveda more than he has to do. We're not matriach him to wait any longer. Therefore, we don't have to wait that extra day. Talk to Maravai. Tana Bonam. Regal Rishon, we say in the Mishnah that Rav Yehuda says you wait 3 regalim. Now, what do you do? Regal Rishon Amar, the first regal he announces, Regal Rishon. This is the first Yom Tov that I'm here announcing this Aveda. Regal Sheni Amar, Regal Sheni. And why do you announce that's the first regal? Because the guy doesn't have to come back. He'll just come back next Yom Tov. When you announce a regal, it's the first regal I'm announcing it. He doesn't have to come back now in 3 days, in 7 days. He can come back next Yom Tov because he knows you're going to come back next Yom Tov. So regal rishon on regal rishon. Regal shini on regal sheni. Regal shlishi omar stam. On the third regal, you just say stam. And then everyone knows that's the last one and you're going to have to come back for that. V'amai lema regal shlishi. Why don't you say regal shlishi? Also, the chufa b'sheni. You might by mistake say sheni, and then you're going to cause the guy a loss because he's not going to come back now. He'll come back next Yom Tov. For the Gemara, sheni nami. Also, why you worried? As you like chufa rishon, I say rishon. So Gemara, no, it's not. Even if he does, he's still coming back. He's still coming back to the regal. So it's not such a big chash. Something will happen that he won't come back, because he'll come back anyway, because it's regal shlishi. Therefore, we don't care if you get mixed up. But the regal, last regal, you say regal stam, we don't want you to mix up with a different regal, and the guy will think he still has another regal. We don't want to do that. Therefore, last regal, you say regal stam. Therefore, the guy knows if he wants to come claim his aveda, he has to come back immediately to come claim back his aveda.